Hi. I know that usually in the beginning of the show I like to take the time to talk about Podgo, but today we're focusing on GoodPods. And if you don't know what GoodPods is, it's the social podcast app where you can follow friends and influencers ranging from Malcolm Gladwell to Kim Kardashian to see what they're listening to. We're partnering with them to give a little more exposure to members on Podgo, so if you're interested, please tag us on Twitter at PodgoCO. And at GoodPodsHQ to make sure that you have the chance to get featured on the GoodPods app. And if you're looking to get your show recognized and build your audience, GoodPods is a great platform for under-the-radar podcasts to get discovered. And today we talk a lot about GoodPods, so let's start the show. Hello and welcome to the podcast industry. I'm your host, David. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great conversation for you. I sat down with the founder of GoodPods, JJ Ramberg, and we spoke about how under-the-radar podcasts can grow their audience. And if you're listening to this right now and you have a podcast yourself and you're looking for some tips and tricks for how to get a little more listens on your shows, I suggest listening to the end and hearing what they're doing at GoodPods. And of course, what we're doing at Podgo, how we're helping small podcasts monetize their channel. So without further ado, here's my interview with JJ. JJ, thanks so much for taking the time today to speak with me.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. I think it's so cool what you are working on over there at Podgo.
Yeah, like I was saying before, a lot of synergies between, you know, how we're helping those under-the-radar podcasts get monetized, and you're really helping those under-the-radar podcasts find their audience and be found.
Yeah, if we all work together, it works, right? Because the audience will grow because of us, and then they'll be able to make more money off of that audience through you.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, as a fellow podcast founder of a podcast startup, how's it been in the podcast space for you? I know GoodPod started a little before Podgo.
It's been great. It's been a lot of fun. So the whole idea for GoodPods, I don't know how much you know about the background, but basically we just realized that podcast discovery is such a big problem for both listeners and podcasters. And I was both because I was an anchor with NBC News for 13 years and had a podcast. Yeah. And so it just seems so obvious, like, why can't I just follow my friends and influencers and see what they're listening to? And it just like literally just started with that simple idea with my brother, who's my co-founder, who's a successful entrepreneur, of starting GoodPods. And then we just looked at other social media. So it kind of looks like Instagram or Twitter, right? Just for podcasts. But it's been fun because the podcasting world is just changing so quickly. And on our side of things, there's so much content being developed. And so we're excited to just have created a way for people to discover that content.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like even the app, I've been on the app for a little, it's growing every day. I always feel like I have to download a new update. I feel like people don't understand how much it grows. I mean, you just added groups into the podcast app as well. I feel like people don't understand how much it grows from version 1.0. How much, what's your biggest achievement as an incremental update that you're proud of?
Oh my God, it has changed so much since version 1.0. Every day we're adding new things. And it's neat because we have this audience now, you know, group of users. And so everything launch is based on user feedback. So if anyone's listening to this, they have ideas, let us know. We really, really listen to them. But you mentioned it. The thing I'm most excited about is what we just launched, which is groups. So it's like, picture a Facebook group, right? Like dog lovers or a book club, you know, like me and my five mom friends, we could, you know, have a podcast club where we share podcasts with each other because there's no place to go. I have kids who are 11, 12, and 13. I'm always wondering what's the best podcast, you know, to listen to with my kids. And so there could just be a group of tween podcasts and that one place that you can go to always for good suggestions about this.
Yeah. Even today, someone asked me like, David, what podcasts are you listening to? And I'm like, well, what do you like? Do you like comedy? Do you like true crime? Do you want sports? Do you want movies? So it's also depending, even what category you're talking about. I feel like everybody has, I saw a stat that most people listen to about 7 podcasts on average.
Well, David, you don't ever have to answer that question for anyone anymore. All you need to tell them is follow me on Good Pods and you will see what I'm listening to.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
the whole point of it, right? We exist for that very question. What podcast should I listen to? So now you can follow you. You could follow. I was really excited because Alyssa Milano just posted about us recently and she's pretty interesting. But you know, we have all these neat people on who you can follow and see what they're listening to, and your friends.
Yeah. You mentioned that you were a host yourself. How's the transition been from being in front of the mic to behind the scenes?
Well, I have a lot of less time in the makeup chair. I would say that much. As your audience can't see me right now, but you can, and you can attest to that. I've really been enjoying it. I spent a lot of years as a journalist and in front of the camera and telling other people's story, which I enjoyed, but I'm having a lot of fun actually being behind the scenes and helping other storytellers get to the forefront. I think it's been great.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people always ask myself, how can they improve their podcast? I always say sound quality or just having a niche, you know, not just sitting down to a microphone, actually knowing what you're going to talk about. But as a reporter and podcast listener, what's your advice for all the, you know, young podcasts starting today?
It has to be good, right? It's anyone can podcast. The barriers to entry are very low to podcasting. It's not so expensive. It's anyone can do it. But you are asking somebody to give up time to listen to your show. And so be really conscious of that. And be really conscious of, are you using that time wisely? So you're not just making a 50-minute podcast that should actually be 15 minutes. And is it well produced? And are you as a host engaging? You have to think about all of those things. Would you want to listen to this yourself? And then after you do that, unfortunately, it's not like if you build it, they will come. You actually have to spend time marketing it. And again, I'm just going to talk about Good Pods again, because that's why we launched this. Because right, as a small podcaster, we've seen episodes go viral on Good Pods because one person listens and then their friend sees and then their friend sees and then their friend sees. Yeah. And that's what you're really going to rely on as a small podcaster if you don't have buckets of marketing dollars.
Yeah, I feel like it's such a misconception with podcasts. Like even not only the small podcasts, even the celebrities that think, oh, because I have this big audience, I'm going to start a podcast and all my followers, you know, listen to it just because I'm going to sit down. And you see all the good celebrity podcasts have a point, are well produced, you know, they're definitely coached, and you can tell which people are putting the effort into actually making good content.
Well, and marketing it well. So I spoke to, I won't give them away, but a big podcast producer and a content company as well, traditional content. And they said that they can market their podcast all day long in articles, et cetera, but it does not move the needle because it's different than other marketing. You got to get people when they're ready to listen.
Yeah, it's so word of mouth podcast. And that's once again, coming back to Good Pods and why discoverability is such a challenge.
Yeah, word of mouth, but also, you know, I can put it on Twitter. Like, I listen to this great podcast, everybody listen. But when it's time for someone to actually come listen, they're just going to like go scroll through their whole Twitter feed. It doesn't work. Now I can just say, oh, David recommended that podcast. I can't remember what it is. Let me go to his feed on Good Pods. Oh, there it is. Play.
Yeah. You know, as an entrepreneur myself, I'm really interested in kind of the career path that a lot of founders have taken. You know, away from the podcast side, kind of on the career question, if you had to go back and give yourself advice, you know, as, you know, that fresh graduate out of Duke, when you were early in your career as a receptionist, what would your career advice be for the, you know, we have a lot of recent college graduates we see recording podcasts now. What would be your career advice?
I think when I graduated college, I thought I had to know more than I knew, right? I had to kind of pretend like I knew more than I knew. And really, my advice to myself back then would have just been, just ask as many questions as you possibly can. Nobody actually expects you to know anything. You just got out of college. You're just entering the workforce. You just need to be curious and a learner, and then you will actually know everything you need to know. So that's my advice for my younger self.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as you ask, as a founder, not only in a career, there's a lot of misconceptions about, you know, just being able to learn and rely on the surroundings around you. But as someone that's been an entrepreneur, you know, entrepreneurship for so long, covering not only founders, but starting your own companies, what do you feel the biggest misconceptions that people have around starting their own company is?
I think too many people, and this comes from my years as a journalist. So the show I hosted for MSNBC was about entrepreneurship. And I think it is too easy for people listening to these stories like you'd hear on How I Built This, et cetera, and feel like, not that it's easy, everyone seems to be talking about the hard parts too, but feel like you're only a success if you're that big of a success.
Yeah.
When really there are successful people who have all kinds, all size businesses. And, you know, there might be someone who owns a candy store around the corner who's owned that for 50 years, you know, or 10 years or 5 years. And that is successful too. You don't have to be some venture-backed tech company with a big exit to be a success.
Yeah, and I feel like it's easier, especially on these big podcasts about entrepreneurship, when people are looking back on their path and saying how they got to success. It's easy to say hindsight's 2020 and just say, hey, that's the path I took. You know, maybe if I did it something else, I wouldn't have ended up in this chair today, but I did. So it's definitely interesting to see how, you know, entrepreneurs definitely and their companies reach that tipping point that they actually do come to success. You know, we're seeing that with Good Pods now. Hopefully, if we didn't convince you already to download the app, you will. But what do you think the tipping point has or will be for Good Pods to kind of even become more mainstream in the podcast world?
Well, we're a social media company at heart, right? So it's a social media company all around podcasts. So for us, it's just about getting your friends and people you're interesting on board and following each other. And so we've done some really neat things, like for any true crime followers out there, we had, when Josh Mankiewicz from Dateline NBC launched Motive for Murder, we hosted a discussion with him online. When Wondery launched, Wondery launched one of their shows, which was great. We did a big discussion with the director of it. And so, but it's, for me, it's just the fun place. I'm constantly thinking, like, what should I listen to now? And so it's a really fun way to discover new shows, or else I keep going back to the same five podcasts that, frankly, I'm a little sick of.
Yeah. Do you feel like Good Pod's story has been word of mouth marketing from people saying, hey, this is what podcast I'm listening to, and this is how I'm listening to it? Or have you seen, you know, a different marketing strategy or marketing dollars be very effective in other platforms?
To be honest with you, we haven't actually spent any money on marketing. So it has all been word of mouth so far. We've been really fortunate in that people who have large followings have discovered Good Pods and posted. So, for example, Kim Kardashian West posted about Good Pods the other day, unpaid. So this was her own. And, you know, it's just people really love podcasts. And so we've gotten a lot of really fantastic word of mouth about Good Pods. Because look, it's a problem. Discovery is a problem everybody has. Before we launched this app, I talked to, no joke, I don't know, about 700 people, ranging from, you know, the heads of these big podcast companies down to, you know, a woman in Topeka who listens to podcasts once a week. And so, and every single person said discovery was a problem.
I think that those are the best startups is somewhere where you're solving a problem. And it's very similar to what we did. You know, I was able to talk to the first 50 members on Podgo and say, why are you joining this service? And a lot of it was, I want to read a host-read ad, and I'm not being able to do that, or the application process takes too long. And we kind of made it a lot simpler for people to connect with advertisers and include an ad in their show if they want it. Because if you want to monetize your podcast, it shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be these leaps and bounds to ask an advertiser to promote their product along your hard work.
Well, and there's so much great content out there. So much great. And I'm sure you work with a lot of really amazing podcasters. But again, they're not like we had my podcast, it was backed by NBC News. I had a whole team behind me and advertisers, et cetera. So you have a lot of people who have great things to say, great stories to tell, great content, but don't have the expertise or the time to necessarily go figure out how to sell ads. And so I just think that's what's so neat about the podcast world is the democratization of content, but now you and I are trying to help with the democratization of actually turning it into a business.
Yeah. And the cool thing about the democratization of podcasts is, like you were saying, you have these big creators. If I went out and filmed the movie today, it wouldn't be in the theaters. Or if I did a TV show, it wouldn't be on primetime NBC. But this podcast is going to be on Good Pods alongside every other major brand, and it's out
Yep.
there. It's competing with the largest podcast. And you're right, there is such an amazing content. Some of my favorite podcasts, because I listen to a lot of our members' stuff. Not only to verify the ads, but also just because I like listening to their podcast. And my favorite podcasts have under 500 listens because I can see the analytics, right? I know that they have, just a handful of listens, and I really enjoy listening to them, and they put the hard work in every week.
I think it's really fun. A lot of times, if you look at Good Pods, most listened to, you will have an under the radar podcast that you've never heard of before, just because. I remember early on, soon after we launched, there was a podcast. It was about cluttering your closet. It was a 5-minute podcast, and it spread like wildfire through the community. Wildfire. And so people hadn't heard of that one before. It's just I listen to it, then my friend, then their friend, then their friend, then their friends. So it's a cool way for, again, podcasts that don't come with these big names can just get exposed to all these new listeners.
Well, JJ, thank you so much for taking the time. I think that what you're doing at Good Pods is amazing, and I really look forward to seeing how the app's going to grow. I really look forward to continuing to be on the app and everything that's going to happen for Good Pods. So thank you so much for taking the time today. And I can't thank JJ enough for taking the time to sit down with me to talk about Good Pods and everything happening on the app. It's been amazing to see how they've progressed and really what they're doing, helping small shows find their audience. And it's really cool to see what people are listening to. I know if you're a podcaster, you probably get the question all the time, what podcast should I listen to? And, Good Pods has the answer, so you don't have to constantly tell all your friends and family what new show you're listening to. And, once again, thanks so much for joining me during this discussion. If you're a Podio member, we're adding a lot of enhancements to the platform, so be on the lookout for our Member Monday emails to make sure that you're up to date on everything happening on Podio. And if you listen to this podcast, please rate and subscribe us wherever you listen. And until the next time, I hope to see you next episode.